Hey there, how are you? I hope you're having an amazing day or evening, depending on when you are here. Today we are on podcast video number two, still in the camper, still in the same outfit I was in 2 weeks ago. Why? Because I batch my content. So it is the same outfit. I don't care. You shouldn't care. Today we are going to be talking about why you should be a lifelong learner. Super important. Stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk Learn Grow Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in. And most recently, I have made the switch to full-time marketing, but still have a lot to share on the career side of the house. So we're going to keep it going. And this is a good time to mention this podcast contains all of the adult language. So if you have tiny humans, maybe not. Let's get into it. Okay. Why you should be a lifelong learner. So important and so critical in today's society. Steph, why? We are surrounded by constant change, and we have to be able to learn and adapt to those changes. If we think about jobs that used to be relevant but are no longer, think of like way back, 1900, not hundreds. For you youngins that like to think 1999, this is 1900s. That's not how it works. But anyway, lamp lighter, 1900, 1901, 1902. Someone literally went around and lit the lamps at night on the street. We don't need that anymore. All right, let's fast forward 75 years. 1975, 1980-ish, switchboard operators, also irrelevant. A little more recently, 1990s, camera film developers, not many of those around. Not saying they don't exist, because some people still do develop film. It's just not very common. 1970s-ish, life operators. Right, 1990s milkman. There might be a few around. It's not a regular full-time job for most. 1995, 2000s video store operator. Yep, VHS, Blockbuster. Some of you have no idea. Just literally no idea. Yes, I'm old. Leave me alone. Anyway. Let's get into quick definition. What is a lifelong learner? Quick definition, dictionary.com. The provision or use of both formal and informal learning opportunities throughout people's lives in order to foster the continuous development and improvement of the knowledge and skills needed for employment and personal fulfillment. So it's not just going to school. It's not just attending college. It's a commitment to not stop learning, right? Double negative there. It is a commitment to continue your learning. All right, quick benefits. We're going to get into the list because you know I love a good list. Makes my brain happy. Benefits to being a lifelong learner. Number one, leadership development. Even if you do not have a leadership title, leadership is still important. We lead others informally more often in life than we do formally. Number two, career advancement, taking that next step. Maybe it's a promotion. Maybe it's just taking on different type of work. Maybe it's taking on more work. Hopefully, if you're taking on more work, you're also being more compensated, right? More work, more compensation. Corporate America is still slowly figuring that part out. Number three, side gig opportunities, right? Learn a new skill. Maybe you check out Upwork or Fiverr and you start making money with that new skill. Number four, keep your mind sharp. Keep your brain sharp, working, moving. It's like exercise, which I don't do a lot of. I try. Number five, stronger communication. Communication. So important and not always the easiest, right? I think when we have a lot of different communication styles, communication preferences, communication can be challenging. However, as we continue to be lifelong learners, we're going to learn about other people and their preferences, but also effective and strong communication. Number six, adaptability. In an ever-changing world where technology is constantly changing, and as the list we just talked about, jobs are evolving because of that change, we have to be adaptable. Number seven, personal growth. Personal growth, just as important, if not more, in my opinion, probably more than professional growth, right? If there are things that are blocking us personally, whether it's trauma or relational issues or whatever the case may be, medical, health, that will also get in the way of work, right? So my personal opinion, personal growth should be prioritized more than professional, but both are important. So I don't want to minimize that. It's just personal usually bleeds over into the professional side, right? Number eight, confidence. The more you learn, the more confidence you have. And that's simply because you know more, right? Well, I think this, I wonder about this, maybe this could work. No, I learned it. This is how it works. I've done it. It works. It's proven. Boom. Confidence. Number nine, health and wellness, right? Lifelong learner. It's going to improve your health and wellness. The more, well, not everyone who knows better does better. However, generally speaking, the more we learn, the more we will change some things to do better, right? I can tell you all sorts of health and wellness things that I have learned over the years to an extreme level. Let me tell you what, extreme level, like inappropriately extreme level. And I used to try and do all of them, like got to the point where I made my own laundry soap to have less toxins in my life. And most of my life turned into literally prepping food and household items. That is not realistic. It is not realistic to spend all of your day working and doing food prep and like household item preps, right? So there's a lot of things I know and don't do better. So that's why I say we will learn and do some things better, but we don't want to go too far like over the top where it is consuming life and we don't have room for other things. Number 10, stay up to date. Especially in the world of AI and automation and machine learning, it is important to stay up to date. That stuff changes so fast. Like look at just ChatGPT, like game changer overnight, it felt like, right? Number 11, networking opportunities. The more we learn, the more conversations we're going to have, the more we're out in the world learning things, we're going to naturally and organically develop more networking opportunities. Number 12, you're probably going to feel more fulfilled. Learning gives us a sense of, I accomplished something. I have fulfillment because I did X, Y, Z, right? Number 13, it can also be very motivating. I find learning motivating. Number 14, help create new goals, right? Let's say you learn a new thing and now you're like, okay, I know this thing and now I want to go try this other thing. Kind of snowballs. Number 15, enjoyment. You can learn something just to enjoy it. If I thought there was a chance in hell I would enjoy cooking, I would definitely learn how to cook well. I just don't think I'll like it. And I'm not very good at it, let's be honest. But there are plenty of things I have learned that I find enjoyable. Most of mine are nerdy things, though. Number 16, exploring new passions or interests. Number 17, innovation. Things are constantly, constantly being innovated, right? Number 18, as we're learning, we are also creating natural and organic job security. Number 19, developing critical thinking skills. This is so important. If you talk to enough people who do not have critical thinking skills, you will quickly learn and appreciate how important they are. And number 20, avoiding getting bored. I get easily bored. It is a problem. It's also just like a little too much squirrel happening in my brain more often than not. It's okay. Okay. So all of that good knowledge, but Steph, how can it keep me relevant in my field? Another list. Number one, current knowledge. Number two, career advancements. Number three, a lot of these are overlap. I know, I know. Number three, but this is an important question to answer, right? Because how can it be relevant to you in your field? Great question. We have to address it, even if there is some overlap, but I'll do these quicker. Number three, develop and deepen problem-solving skills. Number four, again, networking. Number five, professional growth. Number six, future readiness, right? We're preparing for those future changes because I can. It's like quite the big boom outside. Like the whole camper just shook. Did y'all see that? So sometimes it shakes because I move too much. But that was on the outside. Hopefully, everyone out there is good and okay. It freaks me out when big booms happen. I'm in the Houston area, which is very industrial and a lot of oil and gas. So there's a lot of people who have dangerous jobs. Sometimes freaks me out when stuff like that happens. Anyway, future readiness, preparing for future changes. I promise you, I guarantee you, guaranteed, shit's gonna change. Guaranteed. Prepare for it. Number seven, adapt, being adaptable, adaptability, right? Number eight, increase confidence. Number nine, increase job security. Number 10, making you be more proactive, putting you in that proactive position versus being reactive. Number 11, sharpening your skills. Number 12, innovation. And number 13, giving you a global perspective. Like, okay, Steph, I get it. I need to be a lifelong learner. What are my resources? I got you. Number one, online courses. I'm trying to make this quicker than the last one because that one was really long for our podcast. So if I'm going through these too fast, I will do my very best to put these in the show notes below. Number one, online courses. What do you mean, Steph? Apps like Coursera, edX, Udemy. I hope that's how you say that. You can also look at like the massive open online courses or MOOCs, right? So MIT OpenCourseWare is a great one. MIT, like the MIT, right? Like the big dog in academia. MIT has OpenCourseWare. Steph, what do you mean? You can take their courses for free. Do it. Number two, podcasts, you're already here. You know this. Number three, YouTube. Also, fun fact, one of like the biggest places for podcasts, recently found that out. I mean, by recently, like within the last year or so. Number four, blogs, websites, kind of straightforward there. Five, libraries, physical and digital. I know, Steph, who goes to libraries? I would love to go to a library. I would love to go to a library. I was literally telling my friend this the other day and just look at an encyclopedia. You know, they still make them, print them, and the libraries probably have them. Just to go look. I haven't seen an encyclopedia in a while. Just check it out. Number six, museums. Seven, TED Talks. Number eight, open educational resources. So, what the heck does that mean? Platforms like OpenStax with an X. Number nine, digital archives. Number 10, language education. So platforms like Duolingo. Number 11, coding. So apps and platforms like Code Academy. Code Academy? Code Academy? Code Academy, I'm pretty sure. Number 12, DIY. I love a good DIY project, mostly because I'm kind of cheap and don't want to pay somebody to do something I can do. I need to get out of that because there's just too much shit that I take on that I probably shouldn't. Like, changing out RV sinks. Can you do it? Sure. Do you need to do it? No. Anyway, YouTube, Pinterest, WikiHow, great for DIY. Number 13, online forums. Obviously, Reddit, big one. Number 14, social media. 15, kids learning platforms. So, platforms like ABC Mouse is a good one. 16, books. We're getting old school books, physical. I mean, yes, Kindle and digital ones as well, but every now and again, it's good for your soul just to physically hold a book. I mean, ideally, you also read it. Okay. All of these good lists, good information. You need to be a lifelong learner. You know how it's going to benefit you. You know some resources. Now what? Create a plan of action. Do it. Don't just like, that's cool. You're right, Steph. I need to learn things my whole life. Moving on with life. No action. Nuh-uh, no ma'am. Okay, create a plan of action. Number one, set your goals. Number two, decide on your preferences, online, in person, hybrid, whatever you want to do. Number three, create a list of subjects and topics you want to learn about. You can't just be like, well, I'm going to learn something in 2024. What? What do you want to learn about? What are the subjects? What are the topics? It could be like nothing related to work. Maybe you just want to learn. One of my friends, great example, she got into reading fan fiction. She's like, I kind of want to learn how to bind a book, like print it and bind it myself. Awesome. Cool. That's what you want to learn. Rock on with your bad self. Number four, schedule a time. I know, crazy idea. Put it in your calendar. If it's not in your calendar, is it going to get done? Probably not. Probably not. Number five, track your status. Do you check in with your goals? Like, create goals, let's say every week, every month, every quarter, every year. Do you schedule a time to track your status? I try and do it monthly. Do you do that? Track your status, schedule. Also, piggybacking off number four, schedule a time to track your goals. Literally 30 minutes once a month, review goals. Boom. Or work. It could literally, before you just like, go out the door. If you are still a person who physically goes into the world to work, good for you. It's scary out there. There's big booms out there. I love working remote. So I'm just being sarcastic at this point. Number six, ask for accountability help if you need it. Right. So a good thing I used to always do. Well, I don't, good, bad. It's subjective. A thing I used to do is I would literally tell my friends, okay, here's what I'm going to do today. Ask me about it tomorrow. This is really good for workouts. I'm going to do yoga for 20 minutes. Ask me tomorrow how my yoga workout was. And then I knew they were going to ask. So like, oh shit, it's 8 o'clock. Got to do yoga for 20 minutes because I know so-and-so is going to ask me and I don't want to feel like an asshole that told them to ask me about it. And then me have to tell them I didn't do it. And I don't lie. I'm a bad liar. When I was a kid, I would try to blame something on my brother. My mom would be like, really, Steph? I'd be like, no, it was me. Like, I took nothing to crack me. So I will tell them, no, I didn't do it. They're like, why? Because I tell them, ask me why. If I don't do it, ask me why. And then I know that extra level of accountability. Like, well, because I would rather watch Hulu. No, I can't say that. Someone knew the freaking yoga, right? All right, number seven, use all your resources. There's a ton of free resources out there. Utilize them. Number eight, learn the thing. This is part of the plan, right? We're creating a plan of action. Set it up for success and then learn it. Do the thing. Number nine, once you've learned it, practice and play. Maybe you want to learn yoga. Play. Enjoy it. It doesn't have to be work. Practice. Have fun. Play with whatever it is you're learning. Number 10, do a quick debrief. This doesn't have to be anything formal. Literally 15 minutes on your calendar. Mentally debrief. What went well? What didn't go well? What do you want to change the next time you decide to learn something new? If journaling that out helps you, awesome. If just sitting there, being in the present moment, thinking about it also helps you, great. However works for you. However, it is always good to just reflect, like, did that go well? Yeah, it went great. Cool. I'm going to use that platform again. Or actually, that was kind of a shit show. And here's why. And here's what I need to do differently. Because if things are a bad experience, it shouldn't be the reason we don't do them again, but it should be the reason we change something. And number 11, make it continuous. We can't just be lifelong learners and be like, well, I learned this one thing back when I was like 37. Okay, and? I'm not a lifelong learner. This is like, I learned something a long time ago. If you're older than that, whatever, you know, or I learned something 20 years ago. You're like, okay, and how was school? That's not what that means. That's not what lifelong learner means. So anyway, that is what I have for you today. Hopefully you found this podcast helpful and valuable. If you have a topic you want me to cover, reach out, let me know. You guys know if I can help, I will. As always, thank you so much for being here, listening to the show. I really appreciate you. Check out the website, stephdennis.com. You can support the show, listening, of course, sharing with a friend, monetarily, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. Spotify also has monthly donation subscriptions, of course, leaving a rating and or review as well. You can find me on the socials, StuffDennis13, Instagram and TikTok, and then over at Instagram, Career Talk Podcast as well. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are so amazing and so awesome. I hope you have a lovely, amazing rest of your day.